here with the business news is Brian Finn.
Rachel, thank you. Stock markets had a whopper of a day yesterday as official figures showed the annual rate of inflation in the US continuing to ease back. It comes as the US Federal Reserve and the European Central Bank are poised to raise rates again over the next 48 hours, bringing to an end a year that's been punctuated by steep rate hikes and turmoil on financial markets. Peter Brown of Bagot Investment Partners is here. And that inflation print came as a bit of a surprise yesterday, Peter. But is it enough to stay the hand of the Federal Reserve? They're on course to raise rates. Is 0.5% a certainty?
I think we'll get 0.5%, and I probably think we're going to get another 0.25% increases towards the first quarter of 2023. And when we get to 5% in the US, that might, you know, there, a lot of people are expecting a recession in the US. So if the economy slows down and we're at 5%, that might be the peak in the US.
That's the, and they're not far off, 5% at the moment. But the European Central Bank, somewhere around, they're going to raise rates again, or they're expected to raise rates tomorrow. How far and how far are they likely to go?
Well, I think they're going to raise rates 0.5% at least tomorrow. That'll bring them up to 2%. And I think towards the first half, I think we're going to get to certainly 3.5 to 4. If people can remember back, 3.5% is a medium term interest rate. It's a mean rate, 3.5%. It's a normal rate with low inflation. With 2% inflation, 3.5% is a normal rate where depositors have something to put their money into, and loan rates are too high. Now, so if we get to 3.5% and we've got inflation at 8-9%. That's not an interest rate that fights inflation. So we are looking at possibly 4-4.5 in Europe as well by the middle of next year.
But rates of inflation are easing back. Do you expect that they will stop now?
I expect that they'll ease back, right? It's a lagging indicator. So I do expect that it'll ease back, but I don't expect it to disappear, right? So inflation tends to have that nasty habit of hanging around for quite a long period of time. And I think it's that's what we're going to experience. We might get back to between 5-7% inflation next year. But we still need interest rates of 4-5% to fight that.
As I said at the start there, traders had sent stocks on a bit of a relief rally yesterday, but it comes at the end of a pretty brutal year. It started out with stock markets at all-time highs. They dipped into bear market territory. It wasn't a year for inexperienced traders.
No, it was a very, very tough year all round, and that has to be said. And I'm sure when people are looking at their pensions, looking at their investments and seeing they're down 10-15%, they realise it was a tough year. We got a combination of stocks being sold because of the long rally. Right, there was a stock. There was a huge sea change away from momentum stocks that really, you know, weren't that great companies. A lot of tech companies that people were buying and buying it for years, and it was making them money. That disappeared, but bond rates went up at the same time stocks went down, which is very, very unusual. So normally you have your portfolio with 50% stocks and 50% bonds, and if the stocks are having a bad time, the bonds interest rates are falling. They're having a good time, so you got clobbered on both. It was very difficult, very, very volatile, and it's still very volatile, even days like yesterday when the market does a massive recovery. You know, that's a blip, right? That's a blip. We're not out of the woods yet. We're going to struggle in 2023. I don't like stocks. I certainly don't like American stocks in 2023. I don't like the dollar. Could lose 10% of its value. You're looking towards commodities, inflation things, gold, silver, copper, uranium, and good stocks that have low debt, those that are not affected by interest rates and pay a good dividend. They're very attractive.
A declining dollar would help the price of importing oil. And as we've been reporting this morning, fuel prices have been falling back on the back of falling oil prices. But you say commodities are a good bet. So you expect commodities like oil to go up again?
Yeah, I like commodities. Oil, I think the issue with oil is we've had all the good news in oil. I mean, Joe Biden has emptied the Strategic Petroleum Reserve in the US ahead of the midterms to drive the price down. China had lockdown. They were locking down 400 million people, keeping them out of driving cars and all that sort of thing. So that's ended. We've had the agreement over the price of Russian oil. That's ended. We come in to the same situation here on oil and gas. There's a demand supply shortage of oil and gas that's going to last for a long time to come. That probably is going to drive prices back up again in 2023.
And 2023 for stocks, you don't think a bounce is coming anytime soon?
I think you've got to pick the stocks that have low debt and pay a dividend. And if you had a portfolio like that this year, that's done 10% plus this year. That portfolio has proved very, very attractive. To pick out stocks that have low debt and pay a dividend, that's winning. The standard 50-50 portfolio of US stocks and Western European bonds, I think, is in trouble again next year.
And cash making us nothing in the meantime. Peter Brown of Bagot Investment Partners, thank you very much indeed.